Interbet podcast for Monday at Durbanville. 12:15, first race, maiden plates, over 1250 meters, but I can't really shed much light here. There's insufficient data and virtually half of the field are firsters. So a market watch is suggested. Now the second race is a maiden plate. It's also over 1250 meters. Gold Jabowski against 10 Digby. The first time a fox on the run, who's by Canford Cliffs out of Quick Brown Fox, is interesting. That one is bred to scuttle. Gold Jabowski has been placed at all five of its starts. At four of them, it started at short prices and has got rolled. So certainly not one to bet the ranch on, but blinkers go on. Faree takes over from draw one. So the Snaith runner has everything in its favor to crack its maiden. Digby showed speed, but was no match for Magical Place, who races later on the card. His speed figures, by the way, just a couple of ticks short of what Gold Jabowski has managed. Third race, maiden plate, over a mile. 5 and 8, then 7 and 10. Chance Encounter, beautifully bred Vercingetorix gelding out of Champery, comes back after being gelded, showed some fair ability for the Andre Nell stable prior to that 97-day layoff. Number 8 is Green Choice, who's going to be a serious threat. Improved after being heavily punted behind Viva's Liberté to be second, with further progression could be hard to beat, particularly if their fitness queries around Chance Encounter, who is also having its first run at the track, whereas Green Choice has experience at the venue. 7 and 10, Fear of Fire's best speed figure is 80, and 7-2 Music's best speed figure is 81. So that can contend, but I'm projecting Green Choice and Chance Encounter to run higher than that. The fourth is an Apprentice Open Maiden, fillies and mares, over 1400 meters. 7, 9, and 5 is the shortlist that's recommended. 7 is Hazel Green, give me the green light. Justin Snaith, Brevin Plykes rides. 9, South of France, is ridden by Lowe, who's also done some decent work already in his short career. And South of France's penultimate to Lowfelt Lily was a key maiden. Based on that, should be a big contender here. And then Elusive Gift improved mightily at 50-1 on her course debut over 1500 when just getting run out of it late by Beachverse. So those are the three horses that you should use in the opening leg of the pick six. Then the fifth race is very, very difficult. It's a class four. It's over 1250 meters. There's a full field of 14 running. Let's go through them with their speed figures. Spooky Fight, number 1, has got a best speed figure of 95 and should run to it. What a Fortune's best is 94 and should also run to that. Saudi Cat doesn't have significant speed figures yet, but showed good signs, and you must monitor the performance of Chance Encounter earlier because Saudi Cat absolutely hammered it on debut in June. A little bit disappointing against older horses next time out, but that was on a soft track and has been gelded since then. One liner would be a threat, also in the low 90s. The same applies for Azuri. Gimme Rules, big question mark here. Stunningly bred, give me the green light, X Real Princess. Drifted in the betting, won fluently enough on debut. That was up in Scottsville in the middle of June. There wasn't anything remarkable about the speed figure recorded on debut and is drawn out 11 and is making its course debut and hasn't run for 100 days. So there are quite a few knocks against its chances, but it could be that this is another talented youngster. Horses on the outside are handicapped by their barrier positions, but Africa Prince won nicely last time, and Green Garnet could be a threat if getting over and racing hand. His best speed figure is 97. Tough race. Race 6, I'll be brief about this. It's a class 5 fillies and mares. It's a low-grade contest featuring some chronic money burners. However, number two, Angels Oasis, sets the par standards with a figure of 86 last time. Flaky's rides, drawn to, and at least this Quirari filly has got a bit of scope. She's just had 12 starts, unlike some of the more exposed horses. Easy Money's 4 from 35. Trey Chic is 2 from 32. Black Pass, 2 from 46. True Horizon, 1 from 25. So I'm going to favor Angels Oasis despite the heavy mass. The prudent thing in these sorts of races is just to put in all of those with a pulse. I'm not sure what to make of La Londonne. There are a few lines of form earlier on in the card to see if it holds up. Race 7. There's a C stakes. It's over 1,000 meters. Magical Place got a very, very good figure last time when beating Digby, so check to see if that figure's legit, depending on how Digby runs earlier on. Magical Place was most impressive, just cleared off into a different time zone and was not for catching. Richard Faree stays solid on Eric Sands's What a Winter colt. However, October Storm galloped Magical Place into submission on debut. Next time out, battled a bit, but that was in a very, very heavy track behind all the horses. Escarpment comes out after 69 days off. Looks very talented. Also beautifully bred. Vercingetorix out of Miss October. So 1 and 5. Your backups, well, shifting path is limited in ability compared to the scope that those youngsters have, but you can be sure that he will run to his rating, stalking the pace from a low gate. And watch for a good closing effort from Ireland Forever, October Storm's stable companion. Drawn up 9, so it will be settled off then. Probably needs a bit further these days, but will be running on and showed improved form after gelding just 2 weeks ago. So that's 1 versus 5 with 2 and 9 as your backups. Race 8 is a class 4, fillies and mares. Now the scores are clustered together around 90. It's a very, very hard race here. Honestly, wouldn't know which way to turn. Widespread in your exotics. Lady Lookalike should get a good trip. You might want to throw that in. Pentalina goes really well for Faree, who has a high strike rate with Vaughan Marshall, so that's a must use. Don't be surprised if Lady Springfield runs a bit better. Hampstead Heath is always a factor. These sorts of races. Lavender Bay is a speed horse with good course form. Active Grace, one nicely for the Cotson Yard, comes in here with a feather weight. 9th race, class 4, that will finish things up. I think there's 3 horses that you must use on your main tickets. That's Industrial Strength, who really caught the eye running on behind Major Master. 10 is King's Quest, who's also been producing some nice come-home sectionals, but is drawn up wide, so we'll have to launch from further back. 7 is Katsu, who is another that fits just nicely at this level. Has actually run well against stronger, Richard Faree, 4, Lucinda Woodruff. So 1, 10, and 7. My preference would be for Industrial Strength, and then your backups, if you're trying to stun them in trifectas and quartets, would be 3, 6, and 8. That's Menta Emanu. 6 is Captain's Alliance on Collateral Form, and 8, Bridian, who is breathing comfortably, can get into the mix. So that is the wrap from Mark Pendeven of Paul Monday afternoon's meeting. Challenging card. Be sure to go to the new exchange on the Interbet site. Monitor the trading volumes. Pick out really favorable prices, particularly close to the jump. 0 commission will be charged.